On this episode of Roundabout, we ask the candidates what they think about the new East Lansing income tax. 1/5 of the revenue generated from the reform goes to public services, like police and fire protection. The same fraction goes toward infrastructure, and the rest goes toward paying unfunded pension liabilities. East Lansing residents pay a 1% tax, while non-residents working in East Lansing pay a 0.5% tax. The tax was controversial among Michigan State employees and students, but it still passed. All of the candidates support the new tax, but they do have individual concerns, like where the money is going and who will be most impacted by the change. John Rivette is running for one of the 3 seats on the East Lansing City Council. He says he doesn't think the new tax is too demanding for people working in East Lansing.
I think there's enough reality that having people in East Lansing, and they're not just passing through, there's real cost to the city. And so to have them pay 0.5%, I don't think is terribly unfair. But we need to educate them so they don't feel angry about it and make sure it's clear what East Lansing is providing.
In 2015, a similar income tax reform was put before the voters and failed. Council members like current Mayor Mark Meadows and Mayor Pro Tempore Eric Altman supported it. Now that the income tax is passed, Altman, who's running for his second term, says he's pleased with the results.
And now, 4 years later, we have an income tax and it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. Our collections are right on track. We're hiring back police and firefighters.
However, some candidates are still skeptical of the tax. Warren Stanfield III is a student at Michigan State University running for a seat on the council. He says that if the city doesn't bring in enough money, it could lead to a citywide problem, especially for public services.
It's a testy situation. If we are not bringing in that amount of money, then that's a problem that we're all going to have to face together. But it's definitely a problem.
Candidate Lisa Babcock agrees with Stanfield. She says she has concerns about where the tax revenue is going.
It's also really incumbent now on the city council to make sure that the money raised in that income tax is used in a responsible way that covers the obligations that it was intended for. And it's also really important that the city council not use that money as a hedge against tax breaks for developers, but remember that we also need to take in revenue from development.
Like her opponents, Jessie Gregg says she supports the new tax, but she says she doesn't think the city is bringing in the amount of money they projected.
The revenue that it was expected to generate is not as high as we were thinking it was going to. And then we have the 40% of it that is entailed to other services. So really, the amount that is going towards our pension is quite small.
According to incumbent Mark Meadows, it might take a while before the impact of the new tax can be fully measured.
You got to go through one whole year of collection and then refund before you really realize what the revenue is going to be. And in the meantime, we've lowered property taxes by, if you include all of our city services, then we've lowered them by about 26%.
Meadows says the city can vote to renew the reform in 12 years. That means whoever is elected to the new city council is unable to manipulate the income tax for now. There's no data yet on how much money the new income tax will bring into the city. In estimates used by East Lansing, it could be an extra $10 million in tax revenue, which, when offset by the decreases to East Lansing property taxes, means $5 million extra in the bank. When it comes down to it, many of the candidates' concerns about how much money they'll have and when they'll have it won't be known until fiscal year 2023. 5 years into the tax. For WKAR News, I'm Max Jenkins in East Lansing.